The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards met yesterday with 21 Louisiana business executives from all over the state as an effort to create an open dialogue on what to do with the state's financial woes. Also on Tuesday, Louisiana Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden made a presentation to the Baton Rouge Rotary Club about the pending fiscal cliff. That's when Louisiana loses more than $1 billion in sales tax revenue when the temporary tax expires in July. He warns that despite all the budget cuts made, more will be on the way.
We've made cuts. As in the year and a half or so we've been there, we've cut at least $450 million. This won't let you sleep very comfortably at night, but at Angola, 173 inmates are guarded by two people.
Darden emphasized the need to focus on the reality of the state budget situation, which will require more cuts, especially considering the so-called fiscal cliff when the temporary 1 cent state sales tax disappears in July 2018.
The reality is we got to talk about the reality. The budget I'll present in February, as I'm required to do, will be balanced. A budget that'll cut $1 billion.
And as far as where to cut and what to save, Darden offered this analysis.
If we don't want to disproportionately cut corrections and start turning prisoners loose, we don't want to cut higher education because we've said it's a priority and it's already been going in the wrong direction. We don't want to dramatically cut health care because we got to take care of the people of the state. So if we favor them, we're going to be looking at cuts of 50 to 60% for other areas of the state budget.
Darden suggested everyone contact their legislator and share some thoughts on budget concerns. Public Radio WRKF contributed to this report. With a week left in the Texas legislative special session, it seems the Texas Privacy Act, more commonly known as the Transgender Bathroom Bill, appears to have stalled before the State House of Representatives. The bill sailed through the Texas Senate, but now sits before the House Committee on State Affairs, and the committee's chairman, Corsicana Republican Myron Cook, tells Texas Public Media he'll not give the bill another hearing.
We see how legislation like this has affected other states, and so for that reason, I continue to question the need or importance of this bill.
Representative Republican Ron Simmons of Dallas is the House sponsor of the bill that would require people to use a public bathroom based on the gender written on their birth certificate. The Texas Privacy Act has gotten a lot of criticism from major businesses and even law enforcement leaders who say the law would be difficult to police. Representative Simmons says getting the bill passed through the House at this point would be an uphill climb, but says there are some alternatives for getting a vote on his bill.
If an education bill comes through or a government bill comes through, you might be able to amend a portion of my bill onto that. That would give us some protection.
But to do that would require finding a House colleague willing to risk passage of their legislation, and with the special session ending in a week, political observers say that's unlikely to happen. There's a new website in Louisiana to help people learn more about resources for autism. It's la.exceptionallives.org. If you'd like to check it out, weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, a 50% chance of rain today, and expect a high temperature of 89. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 76 degrees and 77 in Alexandria Pineville. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.